Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the World Series is on the air. This is Ted Hughes at Sportsman's Club, St. Louis, where the Detroit Tigers and St. Louis Cardinals are battling for the World Championship.
Before we touch into the game and bring you Pat Flanagan, let me give you some interesting sidelights on the records that are being set up or being approached. As most everyone knows, Frankie Frisch is adding to his already heavy World Series mark. Frankie sets a new mark by playing his 47th World Series game today, which will be number 6 more than Babe Ruth has appeared in. He has already been at bat 179 times in his total series, this being his 8th, and he will add more times at bat today. He has added 3 hits to his World Series record of 52, now making it 55, and he also now has a World Series mark of 43 singles. A number of records are being approached as time goes by. Medwick is approaching the base hit mark in one series and can also better the batting percentage mark. He has already gone into a 15-way tie with 4 hits in one game. No one has ever hit 5. Pepper Martin is well on his way through the record of most bases in one series, and some of the lads, through the value of that 12-inning game, are approaching the most times at bat record. Goslin has already gone into a tie for having been at bat 6 times in one game. Both clubs just missed by one time at bat the total record of 84, which was set by the Yankee Cubs in the fourth game of 1932. That was in the second game. In 1910, the Cubs had 14 men left on bases, and the Tigers have, on 2 successive days, had 13 men left on bases, which set the record for such incidences on the diamond. St. Louis yesterday had only 3 assists in the game, and that ties the record held by 2 teams, including the title team of 1930. Well, we're all expectancy, and believe you me, it's worth it. The Tigers retired in gray and blue, the Cards in white, and Cardinals striped. The regular run of news hounds and photographers are on hand, and the crowd entirely circles the playing field. The dugouts are encircled with special field box seats, and the benches, therefore, are unable to rack the opposing batteries. In the case of Tex Pauls, who's hitting for the Cards today, this is a distinct handicap, for Tex blows up under excessive ragging. Well, here's Pat Flanagan, ladies and gentlemen, with the pre-game jolt. Okay, Pat.
Okay, Ted, how about you, ladies and gentlemen? The World Series of 1934, like any other short series, is developing along the usual lines. Or as they say in baseball, the team that gets the break is the one that gets the big cut from the check they mailed. Now, you've heard that there might be a change in the batting order today. Don't be surprised at all, because of the failure of Greenberg to hit with men on the bases. It may force Poplar to drop him down into the list and give the cleanup spot to Goslin, who has hit with men on bases, and is one of those few players in big league ball whose pitches made, maybe you will see Rogenberg drop out. Possibilities, as far as we know, but the hitter's a former position, particularly terrific seventh inning, means that he is really on his way back to hit as he did during the regular season. Now, the composite box score for the first 3 games shows Medwick, who was a 319 hitter for the season, hitting at a 429 pace for the series, while Greenberg, a 340 season hitter, has been credited with 3 hits and 12 times at bat for a 250 series average. And for the peace of mind of a great ball player, everyone is hoping that Greenberg comes out of it. Goslin, who may take Greenberg's hitting spot, batted 302 during the year, but he has a series average to date of 358. The expected move may change the entire complexion of this series. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's all we have to say about today's game, the possibilities and things of that sort. But just as soon as Fran Flock, who is going to be your announcer on the play-by-play report, gets himself all set here with 4 or 5 enormous cushions so that he'll be in a proper position to look over the heads of the various people who are walking around here in front of him, we shall turn the microphone over to him. Are you all ready, Fran? Just 1 second, sir, Fran. Right now we find the band which has been playing down along the right field line is circling up, coming around to pass home plate, and will eventually go down to their seats, which is just about 90 or 95 feet beyond third base. Making the regular turn here at the home plate now and starting down along third baseline to get to those positions where they will sit and play at various times during the afternoon. Frank, away you go. Take it.
Thank you very much, Frank. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We have just a few moments now before the game starts. The card lineup. They're calling it off right at the present time. We'll have to check here. We can't hardly hear the boy down there due to the racket. Are you checking? You can check the lineup there for me, so I'll have a correct note there in just a moment. For the Cardinals, Pepper Martin will again be at third base. Rock, right field. Frisch,
second base, Medwick left field, Collins first base, Delancey catch, Orsatti center field, DeRosier short, and Tex Carlton, a right-hander on the firing line. We didn't get the Detroit lineup there due to the noise. We'll get that to you in just a few moments, but the pitcher who will open up for him this afternoon will be none other than Eldon Auker, a right-hander. We don't know whether the Detroit lineup is the same as it's been using in the series. There's been quite a bit of rumor that they were going to switch their batting order in order to try and get a little more results in the hitting. Moving, we understand that Drew Charlton was going to move up in the cleanup position because he had been smacking that ball, and to give him a more chance up there with men on base. The umpires are out at the plate at the closing time, and the conference there with manager Frank St. Louis and DeRosier, field captain. Mickey Cochran has been out there also. He's walking back over to the Detroit dugout. And there's the national anthem.
Gehringer second base, Goslin left field, Rogel short, Greenberg first base, Owen third, Fox right, and Hawker fifth. Cardinals are out on the field now. The series at the present time standing two victories for the Cardinals and 1-44. Now there's a prospect this afternoon that if the St. Louis team wins, that tomorrow we'll probably see a great pitcher's battle between Schoolboy Rowe and Busy D, what most of the bands have been looking for. Of course, if Detroit wins this afternoon, that's liable to change the picture of the situation quite a bit. And Rowe might accidentally be held over until Monday back in Detroit. However, we've got to play this game to find out just exactly what is going to happen first. Delancey just received a pitch from Carlton. And he makes his throw down to first at second base, and we're all set to go. JoJo White is the first man up for the Tigers. Center fielder, a left-handed hitter. Tex Carlton taking his position on the mound. He gets to the Rosenbach, getting a signal from Delancey. And the fourth game of the series is underway. Carlton starts his windup. Here's the first pitch to JoJo, and he swung strike one. One strike is the count on JoJo White. First man up for the Tigers, a left-handed hitter. White so far in the series, hitting exactly 182, getting two hits in yesterday's game. His season average is 350. Carlton's back on the mound again, getting a signal from Delancey for the next one. One strike is the count. He's winding up. Here's the next one, and it's strike two, Powell. Two strikes on JoJo White. Two strikes is the count on JoJo White. First man up for Detroit. Nope. He's changing it. One and one. And that started an argument. Everybody in the park started with two and two. And now they're coming in to argue with umpire Rick Briggs, DeRosier, and Martin. All of them coming in. That started a big argument on that. Everyone in the park started with two strikes. runner's account. The discussion is still going on. Perkins coming in from the first base line. Coach at first for the Tigers. Baker coaching at third. Players are going back now to their respective positions. Count is 1-1. Waiting on first to get back down to second base. White is the man at batting. Left-handed hitter. First man up for the Tigers in the first half of the first inning. The fourth game of the World Series. Fouled back on the rubber. Gets the signal from Delancey. Starting his wind-up for the pitch. Here it is. And it's a fly ball. Going out to short center. Orsani coming in fast. He's under it. And he makes the catch for the initial out. White is out on a fly to Orsani in center. One away. And that brings up Mickey Cochran, the Detroit manager and catcher, left-handed hitter. Cochran batting, one man down, nobody on, first half of the first. Gehringer on deck. Carlton Tigers line up. Here's the first one. Strike one called on Cochran. One strike is the count. First half of the first inning with one away. Ball starts back to Carlton. Goes to the Rosenbach. Steps back in on the mound. Getting a signal. Winding up to the pitch. Here it is. Low ball one. He floated that one up there, but just a little bit low. The count is 1-1 on Mickey Cochran. One ball and one strike, one away. Back on the mound again. Gets a toe hole on the rubber. Starts his wind up to the pitch. Here it is. Strike two, a third ball, cut the inside corner. Two strikes and one ball is the count on Cochran.
Comes a sidearm pitcher. Mostly curveball pitcher. Comes in with beautiful curves. Two strikes and one ball is the count on Mickey Cochran. Getting a signal from Delancey for the next one. Winding up. Here's the pitch. Wide. Ball two. The count is even up 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Mickey Cochran with one man down, nobody on. And it's the first half of the first inning. Ball is on the mound. Starts his wind up for the next one. Here's the pitch. Looks like it tipped off his bat. Cochran. Nope, it didn't. It's inside. Making the count reach 3-2. 3-2. I thought for a moment that it tipped Cochran's bat. The pitch was inside. 3-2 is the count. One away. And this is the first half of the first inning. Two balls tossed out to Cochran. Goes to the Rosenbach. He's stepping in on the mound. Getting a signal. From Delancey, starts his lineup for the pitch. Here it is. And it's a ground ball going down to Frankie Frisch. And he's out at first. Frisch to Collins for the second out. Two down. And Charlie Gehringer, the Tiger second baseman, is the next man up, the left-handed hitter. Two down. Alden's on the mound, starts his wind up. Here's the next first one, and it's strike one called on Gehringer. Gehringer hitting 385 so far in the series. He's an average 356. One strike is the count. Alden starts his wind up. Here's the next pitch, and it's a drive down the right field line, but it's foul. That was foul down the right field line, and the count is two strikes. Two strikes. Two strikes. Two down. Nobody on. Back on the mound. Got the signal again. Here's the next one. Wide. Ball one. Two strikes and one ball. Two strikes and one ball as they count. And Charlie Gehringer, who is batting. This is the first half of the first inning with two down, nobody on the track. Well, fast back to Carlton. He's on the mound again. Getting his signal. Here's the pitch. And it's a hit out to left center.
And Geringer is down on first base. Geringer is on first base with a single out to left center. A line drive out to left center. And that brings up Duke Jarvin, the Tiger left fielder. Jarvin has been moved up to cleanup position in the Tiger lineup. As he's been really cracking that apple during the series. He has an average in the series here of 357. He hit 3-2 during the season. Harden on the mound, getting set for the first pitch to Jarvin. That goes the throw over to first base to Collins, but Geringer is back on the bag. Getting done another quick throw to first base. Geringer again is back to the bag safely. 2,000 batting, two down, Rogel on deck. Ball set, here's the pitch. Strike one called. One strike is a count on Jarvin. One strike on Jarvin. One strike. Geringer still on first base. Harlan's on the mound again. Got the signal for the next pitch. Here it is. And it's strike two. Another one called. Two strikes on Jarvin. Two strikes on Jarvin. Both of them called strikes. Two down. And Charlie Geringer on first base. Geringer got a single out to left center. Harlan steps back on the mound again. Got his signal from Delancey. Two strikes as the count is all set. Here's the pitch. Wide, it was a pitch out, expecting Geringer to go down on that one, but he didn't go. Two strikes and one ball. Two strikes and one ball is the count. Back on the mound, getting set for the next pitch. There's a quick throw to first, but Geringer is back to the bag. Collins tosses it back in to Carlton. First half of the first inning with two down. Two strikes and one ball is a count on Goose Goslin, who's up there at the plate. Rogel on deck. Harlan gets his signal. He's on the mound, set for the pitch. Here it comes. And it's a drive going out to right field. And Rothrock takes care of it. On his third out, retiring the side. The result, the first half of the first inning show no runs. One hit and no error. And of course, we go into the last half of the first inning. Reached nothing for Detroit, with St. Louis getting their first chance. And now we'll take time out for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And this is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
We're back at Sportsman Park, going into the last half of the first inning. And Pepper Martin, the Cardinal third baseman, will be the first man up for right-handed hitter. He'll be followed by Rothrock and then Frankie Frisch. Rothrock's average in the series, rather Martin's average in the series so far is .385 for the three games that have been played. His batting average during the season was .287. That's right-handed. Rothrock will be the second man, Frisch the third. Pepper Martin standing to left of the plate, steps up into the batter's box. Eldon Oster on the firing line for Detroit this afternoon. Right-hander. Oster 115 and lost 7 during the season. The first pitch is inside and high. Ball 1. He's a big, tall right-hander. Standing 6 feet 2. Weighs 197 pounds. One ball is a count. He's on the mound. Gets his signal again. Winding up. Here's the next one. Ball 2 inside and high. Two balls and no strikes on Martin. Two balls and no strikes is a count on Pepper Martin, a right-handed hitter. Oster starts his windup. Here's the next pitch. Strike one, call. That one cut the inside corner. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike is a count on Martin. Rothrock on deck. This is the last half of the first inning.
Hawkins starts his windup. Here's the pitch. Ball three, inside and low.
One.
Three balls and one strike as it counts. Starts the old windup for the next one. And it's high. Ball four. And Martin walks. Martin is on first base, and that brings up Rothrock. The Cardinal right fielder, switch hitter, batting left-handed against Walker. Martin on first base, nobody down. Fritz on deck. This is the last half of the first inning. Walker's on the mound, getting set for the first pitch to Rothrock. Martin on first base, does a throw to first. Martin goes back into the bag head first, but he's back in there, plenty to spare. Hawkins on the mound again. Gets his signal from Cochran. He's all set for the delivery. Here it comes. On a ground ball right back to Walker. Walker gets the ball. Throws down to Rogel. Rogel to Greenberg for a double play. Rothrock hit into a double play. Walker to Rogel to Greenberg. Two down. And that brings up manager Frankie Fritz. Frankie Fritz is up. Cardinal manager, second baseman, switch hitter, batting left-handed against Hawker. Two down, nobody on. Joe Medwick on deck. Hawker starts his windup. Here's the first pitch. And it's a drive going out to left field. Goslin is after it. And he makes the catch for the third out. A line drive out to Goose Goslin to left. For the third out, retiring the side. The result in the last half of the first inning, Joe, no runs, no hits, and no errors. Cardinals getting one man on, the first man up getting free transportation. The score as we go into the first half of the second inning reads nothing to nothing.
These World Series broadcasts are brought to you through the courtesy of the makers of the Ford V8.
The first half of the second inning coming up. Rogel, the Tiger shortstop, will be the first man up. The only switch hitter in the Tiger lineup. Be batting left-handed against Tex Fowden. He'll be followed by Greenberg and then Marvin Owens. And the score as we go into the first half of the second reads nothing to nothing. Delancey just making his throw down to Frisch at second base. And we're all set to go. Rogel is the first hitter. Rogel batting. Tex Fowden takes his position on the mound, getting a signal. Winding up for the pitch. Here's the first one. Inside low. Ball one on Rogel. One ball is the count. This is the first man up for the Tigers in the first half of the second inning. The score reads nothing to nothing so far. He's all set. Here's the next pitch. Strike. Ball. One ball and one strike on Rogel. One and one. Tex Fowden back on the mound. Gets his signal for the next one. One and one is a count on Rogel. Fowden starting his windup. Here's the pitch. And it's wide. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike is a count. Fowden back on the mound. Back the old windup again. Here's the next one. Strike. Ball. Two and two. Two and two is the count on Rogel. First man for the Tigers in the first half of the second inning. Two and two. On the mound again. Got your signal. Winding up to the pitch. Here it comes. And it's strike three called. Rogel called out on strike for the initial out. Rogel called out on strike, one away, and that brings up Hank Greenberg, the Tiger first baseman, a right-handed hitter. Greenberg batting, a right-handed hitter. One down, nobody on. Marvin Owen is the next man for the Tigers, following Greenberg. Fowden takes his position on the mound to get his signal. Winding up, here's the pitch, and it's a drive. Down to DeRozier, he knocked the ball down, but he couldn't recover in time. And
Greenberg is on first base with a single. He really hit that one hard through there. DeRozier got over through the ball, knocked it down. It was a line drive, and he couldn't hold it. And Greenberg is on first base with a single. That brings up Owen, the Tiger third baseman, a right-handed hitter. Fowler's on the mound, getting set for the first pitch to Owen. Strike one called. One strike is a count on Marvin Owen. The Tiger third baseman was batting. Owen hit 316 in the season, but he hasn't had any hits so far in the series. Right-handed hitter will be followed by Fox. Fowler's on the mound again, set for the next one. Greenberg on first. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball going down towards second base, and Frankie Frisch takes care of it for the second out. Owen pops out to Frisch at second. Two down, and that brings up Pete Fox, the Tiger right fielder, a right-handed hitter. Fox hit 281 during the season, and so far in the series, he's batting 231. It's right-handed, two away, Greenberg on first base. First half of the second inning, and the score reads nothing to nothing so far. Collins on the mound, got the signal from Delancey. All set for the pitch. Here it is. Ball outside and low. One ball is the count on Fox. One ball is the count. He's back on the mound again. Getting a signal for the next pitch. Greenberg still on first base. Two down. One ball is the count. Here's the next one. And it's a fly ball. Going out. Back of second base. DeRozier is going back after it. And he takes care of it. Back of second base. For the third out. Retiring the side. The result, the first half of the second inning show, no runs, one hit, and no errors. And the score remains nothing to nothing, going into the last half of the second. In the first half of the second here, Rogel, the first man up for the Tigers, went down and struck out. Greenberg, the first baseman, was the next man up, and then a hard line drive out through short that DeRozier knocked down, but didn't have any chance to get Greenberg at first, and it went for a hit. Owen, the next man up, popped out to Frisch at second, after which Fox done a little fly out to short center, which DeRozier went back and took care of for the third out. The last half of the second inning coming up, Joe Medwick, the Cardinal left fielder, is the first man up, a right-handed hitter. Medwick hit 319 during the season, and he's hitting 429 so far in the series. That's right-handed. He'll be followed by Rip Collins and then Delancey. Medwick, first man. As O'Cock can throw down to second base. They're all set to go. Medwick batting. Hawk is on the mound. Got the signal from Cochran. He's winding up. Here's the pitch. And it's a hit out to left center. And Medwick is on first base. Medwick gets a single out to left center. That's the first hit for the Cardinals. Medwick on first base. That brings up Rip Collins. Cardinal first base for the switch hitter. Batting left-handed against Hawker. Collins during the season hits 333. And he's hitting 308. So far in the series. Batting left-handed against Hawker. Hawker's on the mound. He gets his signal from Cochran. Medwick on first base. Here's the pitch. A foul back against the screen. Strike one. Now the new ball tossed out there to Eldon Austin. Steps over to the left of the mound. Now he's back on the rubber. Getting in position. Gets his signal from Cochran. Medwick on first base. He's all set. Here's the pitch. And it's a fly by, going out to right field. It's up against the screen. Out in right field. Here comes Medwick. Stopping at third. And Collins pulls up the second with a double. Collins doubles off of the right field screen, sending Medwick to third. And that brings up Delancey, the Cardinal second. Conference going on now between Hawker and Cochran. Medwick on third, Collins on second. Nobody out. And Delancey, the Cardinal catcher, is up, a left-handed hitter. Hit 316 during the season and is hitting 214 so far in the series. That started the pitcher to warming up down in the bullpen.
Alvin Crowder warming up for the Tigers down in the bullpen. Right-hander. Walker starts his windup. Here's the first pitch to Delancey. A little bit high, ball one. One ball is a count on Delancey. Sedlick on third base, Collins on second. Walker starts his windup for the next one. Here it is. Ball wide. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls and no strikes is the count on Delancey. Walker's back on the mound again. Getting a signal from Thompson. Starts the old windup for the next one. Here it comes and it's wide. Ball three. Three and nothing. Three balls and no strikes on Delancey. Runners on second and third. Orsatti will be the next hit. Here's the next hit. Ball four, inside and high, and Delancey walks, filling the bases. Nobody out, and the bases are loaded. Ernie Orsatti up, bases loaded, nobody down. This is the last half of the second inning. Walker gets his signal from Cochran, starts his windup for the pitch. Here it comes. Strike one, call. That one broke in there very nicely. One strike is a count on Orsatti. Sedlick on third, Collins on second, Delancey on first. Nobody out. Orsatti batting in the count is one strike. Here's the next one. And it's a drive going down the left field line. Dawson is going over after it. And he makes the catch right on the line. Here comes Sedlick coming in after the catch. Here's the throw. But he's in with a run. Orsatti is out on a fly to Dawson down the left field line. Sedlick scoring after the catch. And that puts the Cardinals in the lead by a score of 1-0 here in the last half of the second inning. And DeRozier, the Cardinals shortstop, is the next hitter. That's right now. DeRozier hit 256 during the season. Has not a hit so far in the series. He'll be followed by the St. Louis pitcher, Tex Childs. One out. Collins on second base, Delancey on first. Rosa was out of the batter's box for the moment. He steps in. Walker's on the rubber, getting a signal from Cochran. All set. Here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball going out to right field. Fox is after it. He's under it. And he makes the catch for the out. Both runners remaining on their respective bases. Two down, and that brings up Tex Carlton, the Cardinal pitcher. Tex Carlton coming up to the plate for the Cardinals. Tex Carlton is the hitter for the Cardinals. Runners on first and second. Colin Fink on second base. Delancey on first. Hawker's back on the mound. Hawker's getting set. Here's the pitch. And it's a foul into the sand. The upper tier down the left field line for strike one on Tex Carlton. And a new ball is tossed in. Steps back into the batter's box for the moment. Hawkins on the mound. Getting a signal from Thompson. All set for the pitch. There it is. And it's a little bit high, making the count even up, one and one. One ball and one strike. One and one is a count on Carlton. Is back on the rubber again. Gets the signal for the next pitch. Here it comes. And it's a ground ball down to Rogel. Rogel sits it up, tosses to Geringer at second base, forcing Delancey for the third out, retiring the side. The results there, the last half of the second inning show one run, two hits, and no errors. And the score going into the first half of the third inning reads 1-0 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. The Ford Motor Company is sending you the broadcast of the World Series game. Going into the first half of the third inning, and Eldon Hawker, the Detroit pitcher, will be the first man up. There in the last half of the second, Sedlick the first man up, single out to left center, after which Collins doubles off of the right field pavilion three. Delancey, the next man up, walks. And then Orsatti was out on a fly to Garvin. Down the left field line. Medrick scoring after the catch. DeRozier then flying out
to Boston right, and Carlton Ford Delancey at second. Rogel to Gehring. There goes the throw down to second base. Delancey is just coming out to the plate. Whitehead was out there taking the preliminary pitches of Tex Carlton. And Hawker will be the first man up for the Tigers as we go into the first half of the third inning. Hawker bats right-handed. Tex Carlton goes to the rousing bag. Back on the mound now, getting a signal from Delancey. Carlton starts his windup. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball one. One ball is the count on Hawker. JoJo White is the next man up for the Tigers. Carlton starts his windup. Here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball. Going out to right center. Orsani going back. It looks, and he leaps up in the air, makes the catch, and then runs into the wall. And he might have been hurt on that one. Both Medwick and Rob Rock are going over. He looks like he's all right. He's coming back in there. He leaps up just about 2 feet from the wall to make the catch and went right on into the wall. One away. One away. And JoJo White, the Tiger center fielder, is up. A left-handed hitter. Hawker had a little power back of that one. It looked for a moment like it might get on over right against the side. One down, nobody on. First half of the third, Trainor's leading 1-0. White batting, the left-handed hitter. This is his second appearance. He was out on a fly out to Orsatti in the first inning. Carlton's on the mound, gets his signal from Delancey, winding up. And here's the initial pitch to White, and it's wide, ball one. One ball is a count on White, left-handed hitter. One man down. Carlton's on the mound again. Here it comes. Strike call. That one was right through the center. Count is even up. 1-1. One ball and one strike. One ball and one strike on White. Starts the old windup. Here's the next pitch. Ball two. It was high. Two balls and one strike on White. With one man down, nobody off. Carlton goes back to the rosin bag. Coming back in on the mound. Starts the old windup for the next pitch. Two balls and one strike is the count. Here it is. And a foul. Back against the screen. The count is even up 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. One away. First man up. Hawker, the Tiger pitcher, going out on a fly out to deep right center, which was taken care of by Orsatti. 2-2 is the count on White. Carlton gets the signal. He's on the mound. Starts his windup. Strike three. He went down swinging. White struck out on a curveball for the second out. Two down. That brings up Mickey Cochran, the Tiger catcher. Left-handed hitter. This is Cochran's second appearance at the plate in the first inning. He grounded out Frisch to Collins. Two down, nobody on. Gehringer on deck and Goslin in the hole. Carlton starts his windup, and here's the first pitch to Carlton. And it's a hit down the first base line, just inside of the line, going clear down to the right field wall. And Cochran is racing down for second base. He pulls up at second with a double. Cochran doubles down the first base line. And that brings up Charlie Gehringer. Charlie Gehringer is up. Tiger second baseman. Left-handed hitter. This is Gehringer's second appearance at the plate. He got a single out to left center in the first inning. Score is 1-0 in favor of St. Louis at the present time. There's two down. Cochran on second base. Gehringer batting. That makes the hit 3-2 in favor of the Tigers. They've had one hit in each inning so far. Carlton's on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey for the initial pitch to Gehringer. Cochran down on second base, two down. And he's all set. Here it is. Inside and low, ball one. One ball is a count on Charlie Gehringer. Goslin on deck. First half to third. Carlton's on the mound, all set for the next one. Here it comes. Wide and low, ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Gehringer. Two balls and no strikes is the count. Takes his position on the mound again, getting a signal for the next one. Cochran taking a nice lead off of second base. Two down. All set. Here's the pitch. Strike, foul, third ball, right on the inside corner of the plate. Two balls and one strike. Ball is tossed back to Cobb, and he's back on the mound again. Two balls and one strike with two down. Cochran taking a big lead again. DeRozier's playing back and forth with him. Here's the next pitch, and it's low. Ball three, making the count reach 3-1 on Charlie Gehringer. Three balls and one strike. 3-1 is the count. We're in the first half of the third inning with two men down. Mickey Cochran down on second base. Getting a double down the first base line. Ball went clear out the right field fence. Fowler's on the mound again, set for the next pitch. Ball four, outside and low, and Gehringer walks. Gehringer's been on both times so far. That's the first base on ball to be issued by Fowler. Hawker issued one to Delancey there in the second inning. And now a little conference out on the mound between Delancey, DeRozier, Freak, and Fowler. And Goose Goslin is the hitter. Left fielder, this is Goslin's second appearance to the plate. In the first inning, he went out on a fly out to Rock Rock in right field. Goslin's been hitting 357 up to today's game in the series. His season average was 302. The left-handed hitter, Goslin on second, Gehringer on first, two down, Goslin batting. Here's the pitch. Ball one, wide. One ball is the count. On Goslin. Goslin's back on the mound again. Gets his signal from Delancey. Ball the next one. One ball is the count. Here's the pitch. And it's ball two. High. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls and no strikes is the count. Mike Darcy Vance starting to warm up for the Cardinals down in the bullpen. Right-hander. Two balls and no strikes as they count on Goslin. Here's the next one. Ball three, wide. 3-0. Three balls and no strikes on Goslin. Fowler goes back to the rosin bag. Three balls and no strikes. On the mound, getting set for the pitch. Batsman on second base. Gehringer on first base. Here it comes. Strike. Ball. Three balls and one strike on Goose Goslin. Three balls and one strike. Back on the mound, gets his signal. Here's the next one. Ball four. Low. And Goslin. Walk, filling the bases. That puts Cochran on third. Gehringer on second. Goslin on first. And now two men walking. And Rogal is scheduled to be the next hitter. And now a conference out at the mound again. There's two down. Bases loaded. All of the infield. And they're on the conference with the exception of Rip Collins. Players are going back to their respective positions. Fowler's going to stay in. Vance is warming up down in the bullpen. Cochran the first, second man up, got a double. Rather the third man up after two were out. And then Gehringer and Goslin walk. The bases are loaded. Two down, Rogal batting. Rogal's second appearance. He struck out in the second inning. Fowler's winding up for the pitch. Here it is. And it's strike one. He swung at it. One strike is the count on Rogal. This is the first half of the third inning, and the score at the present time is 1-0 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. Fowler's on the mound. He starts his windup for the next one. And it's a hit. Out to center field. Scoring Cochran and Gehringer. Here comes the throw to third base, and Goslin pulls up safely at third. Rogal single to center, scoring Gehringer.
and Cashman. Two runs in. That puts the Tigers to lead by a score of 2-1. They're all out there in the conference now at the mound. Greenberg is scheduled to be the next hitter. Runners on first and third. They're still in the conference out there at the mound. Whether Carl is going to stay in or not. The umpire's going out now. Looks like Dazzy Vance is going to come in. Vance is still down the bullpen warming up. They're calling Vance. Dazzy Vance, a right-hander, going to come in to do the twirling. Dazzy Vance making his first appearance in a World Series game. All the time he's spent in the National League, one of the outstanding twirlers for years, getting into his first World Series. As he said, he was just swept in with the confusion. Coming in to relieve Carlton on the mound, and the first man to face him will be Greenberg, the Tiger first baseman. Jasmine on third base, Rogel on first base, two down, and Greenberg will be the first man to face that. We're all set to go. Greenberg is stepping into the batter's box. Gustafson is on third base. Rogel on first base. Two down. And Greenberg is up. Carlton's two walks there got him into trouble there in that inning. He had the first two men out, then Paxton double, and then he walked Gehringer on Goffin, after which Rogel singled center. Greenberg batting. His second appearance. He got a hit in the second inning. Here's the first pitch. Strike one called on Greenberg. One strike is a count on Hank Greenberg. Ball is tossed back to Vance. He's on the mound again. Comes off of it to move the dirt out a little. Going to be satisfactory. Now he's back on the rubber. Gets his signal from Delancey. Runners on first and third. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball. Down to Rocher. Knocks it down. But not in time to get anyone. It's a hit for Greenberg. Scoring Goslin. Rogel reaching second. Three runs in for the Tigers. Rogel is on second. Greenberg on first. And that brings up Owen, the Tiger third baseman. Owen is a right-handed hitter. Runners on first and second. Two down. That was a hard smash down back to second base. DeRocher went over and knocked the ball down, but he didn't have any chance to get anyone. Vance is on the mound. Gets his signal. All set. Here's the first one to Owen. And it's a ground ball going down toward short. Martin goes over and gets it. And he's safe at first base. When Collins' foot was up in the air when he was jumping after Martin's throw. The throw was a little bit high. He was up in the air just a fraction as Owen hit the bank, and it goes as an infield hit, I think, for Marvin Owen. I think you'll get credit for a hit on that ball. Many more players are arguing about the decision. That makes the bases loaded. It goes as a hit for Owen, his first in the series. Owen has hit .316 during the season. This is his first hit in the series. Well, that puts Rogel on third. Greenberg on second. Owen on first. Two down. And Pete Fox, the Tiger right fielder, is up. A right-handed hitter. Three runs are in. Bases loaded. And two away. And the score is now 3-1. Favor the Detroit Tigers. Bases loaded. Vance is on the mound, getting his signal from Delancey. Getting his signal from Delancey. Starts his windup to the pitch. Ball, it was high. One ball is a count on Fox. Jeff Haynes going down to the bullpen. on Ballers account. Bases loaded, Rogal on third, Greenberg on first, Owen, Greenberg on second, Owen on third, and the next pitch is inside and high. Ball two. Bill Walker and Jeff Haynes warming up down in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Walker a left-hander, Haynes a right-hander. The count is 2 balls and no strikes on Fox, who is batting. Lance Fox is lined up for the next one. And he swung at it for strike one. 2 balls and one strike is the count on Fox. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike. Bases loaded. And two down. This is the first half of the third inning. Detroit Tigers leading by a score of 3-1. Fox stepped back out of the batter's box for the moment. He's back in. Vance is winding up. Here's the pitch, and it's inside and low. Ball three. The count is 3 balls and one strike. 3 balls and one strike. All of this has happened after two men were out. The first two men up went out. Archer on a fly ball out to Arsati in right center. Then White struck out. And then Mickey Cochran started the trouble with a double down the first base line. Here's the next pitch. Strike two, call. Count is 3-2. And now something very near bound to happen this time unless he just fouls it off and delays. The bases are loaded. There's two down, and the count on the batter is 3-2. Everyone will start with a pitch. Dan starts his windup. The runners are all starting. Here it is. And he hits down swinging. Fox struck out for the third out, retiring the side. The result for the first half of the third inning, there show 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. On the score now as we go into the last half of the third. Reed 3-1 in favor of the Detroit Tigers. They started off that inning with Walker, the first man up, going out on a fly ball out to Arsati in right center. White then struck out. Cochran doubled. Geringer walked. Gosman walked. And then Rogal singled to center. Then Tech Sarden was replaced by Vance. Greenberg got a single. Owen a single. To load the bases, infield single that they didn't score on those two off of Vance after getting the bases loaded and having the count 3-2 on Fox, the right fielder. He struck him out for the third out to retire the side. The last half of the third, Pepper Martin will be the first man up for the Cardinals. Hawk is still warming up with Cochran. Cochran tosses the ball down to Geringer at second base. We're all set to go in the last half of third. Detroit leading by a score 3-1. Martin batting, a right-handed hitter. Hawk is on the mound. He gets his signal. Starting his windup. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball down the third baseline. Owen takes it on a big hop, and he's out at first. Owen to Greenberg on the initial out. One away. That was Martin's second appearance. He walked in the first inning. Ross Walker is the next man. Cardinals only have 2 hits off of Walker so far. Winding up, here's the first one. Strike one called on Ross Walker. As the advance is back down in the bullpen, warming up. Evidently, he wasn't warmed up enough when he went in. Here's the next pitch. Wide and low. Ball one, making the count read 1-1 on Ross Walker. One down, nobody on. And it's the last half of the third. Detroit leading by a score of 3-1. Rich is on deck. Hawkins starts his wind up. Here's the next one. A ground ball going down to Geringer. Geringer gets it on the hop. And he's out at first. Geringer to Greenberg. For the second out. Two down. That brings up manager Frankie Frisch. Cardinal second baseman. A switch hitter batting left-handed against Hawkins. Two down, nobody on. The last half to third, Austin starts his wind up. Here's the pitch. Strike, call. One strike on three. Medwick on deck. Collins in the hole. This is the last half of the third inning. One strike is the count on Frankie Frisch. Austin's getting a signal from Cochran. Starts the old wind up for the next pitch. Here it comes. And it's a ground ball going down to Rogel, and it's just going to get the leg off out to center field. Boring hit, and Frink is on first base. That one took a great big hop. Rogel lost it in the sun while after it hopped, and it went right on out to center field for a hit. Frankie Frank on first base with two down, and that brings up Medwick, a Cardinals left fielder, a right-handed hitter. Joe Medwick up. This is Medwick's second appearance. Got a single out to left center in the second inning. Collins on deck, and Delancey in the hole. Two down, Frank on first base, Medwick batting. Hawk is on the mound getting set. Here's the first one to Medwick. Strike one call. Looks like a beauty. One strike is a count on Medwick. Medwick hitting .429 in the series up to in today's game. And he started out with one hit already today. Here's the next pitch. Foul. Back against the screen. Strike two. Two strikes is a count on Medwick. Two strikes on Medwick with two down. Hawker's on the mound again, getting a signal from Thompson. He's all set for the next one. Break on first base. Here it is. Inside and high. Ball one. One ball and two strikes is the count on Joe Medwick. We're in the last half of the third inning. Detroit leading at the present time by a score of 3-1. He's on the mound again, gets the signal from Thompson. All set. Here's the pitch. Inside and low. Ball two. Thompson making a nice stop on that one. Inverner being a wild pitch. 2-2 is the count. On the mound again, set for the next pitch. Here it comes. Outside and high. Ball three. 3-2 is the count on Medwick. With two down. Briggs will start with a windup on this one, or rather, it won't be any windup. He'll start with a pitch. After getting set, Briggs starts, and the pitch is wide. Ball four, and Medwick left. Medwick has been on both times. A single and a walk. That puts Frink on second. Medwick on first base. Two down. And Rick Collins, Cardinal first baseman, is up. Batting left-handed against Austin. This is Collins' second appearance. He got a double off of the right field screen in the second inning. Delancey on deck. Austin's on the mound getting set. Here's the first pitch to Collins. And it's a drive out to center field for a hit. Here comes Frink coming in. Medwick plays at the third. Collins set a line single out to center field, scoring Frankie Frank and sending Medwick to third. And that brings up Delancey, the Cardinal catcher. General Sauter is starting to warm up again for Detroit, down to the bullpen. Two down. Medwick on third base, Collins on first base. And Delancey is up, and the score is now 3-2 in favor of the Tigers, and this is the last half of the third inning. Delancey batting, the left-handed hitter. The last half of the third. Hawker's on the mound getting set. Here's the pitch. Strike one, called on Delancey. One strike is the count on Delancey. Two down. Medwick on third base, Collins on first base. Hawker's on the mound again, gets the signal from Cochran. Here's the next one, and it's a ground ball. Back to Hawker. Hawker fields it, and he's out at first. Hawker to Greenberg on his third out, retiring the side. The result, the last half of the third inning show, one run, two hits, and no errors. And the score reads 3-2, going into the first half of the fourth inning. And that's the end of the third inning of this World Series baseball game between the Cardinals and the Tigers, being played here at Sportsman Park, St. Louis. This broadcast comes to you with the compliments of the Ford Motor Company and the Ford Dealers of America. And now to the ball game with Frank Locke. In the last half of the third inning there, Pepper Martin, the first man up, grounded out Owen to Greenberg. And then Rothrock was out, Gehringer to Greenberg. And then Frank got a single, Medwick walked, and Collins singled to put over a run. Going air run after two men were out. That's the same as Detroit scored there. Three after two were out in the first half of the third. The score here as we go into the first half of the fourth inning reads Detroit 3, St. Louis Cardinals 2, and Hawker will be the first man up for the Tigers in the first half of the fourth inning. He'll be followed by White, the center fielder, and then manager Cochran. Lancey just made his throw down to second base, and we're all set to go. Arthur is strolling out to the plate, getting a nice hand as he comes up to the plate. His second appearance, he was out on a long fly out to right center, which was taken care of by Orsatti in the third inning. Bazzi Vance is on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey for the first pitch to Arthur, a right-handed hitter. Arthur starts his windup. Here it is, inside and high, ball one. One ball is the count on Arthur. Vance back on the mound again, getting a signal for the next one. Strike called, one and one, one ball and one strike. One ball and one strike on Arthur, first man for the Tigers, and their first half of the fifth. Here's the next pitch. Two, another one called. Two strikes of the count on Eldon Arthur. Two strikes and one ball is the count on Arthur. First man for the Tigers in the first half of the fourth inning. Got the old wind-up for the next one. Strike three, call. Arthur watched that one go by, and it was a called strike. Called out on strike for the first out. And that brings up JoJo White, the Tiger center fielder. This is White's third appearance at the plate. The first inning, he was out on a fly to Orsatti in center. Struck out in the third. That's left-handed. Mickey Cochran on deck, and Charlie Gehringer in the hole. We're in the first half of fourth. The Tigers leading in this ball game by a score of 3-2, making all of their runs in the first half of third. Cardinals getting one in the last half of the second and one in the third. Vance winds up. Here's the first pitch. Low, ball one on White. One ball is a count on White. The left-handed hitter. One man down, nobody on. Vance goes back to the rod and bag again. He's coming in on the mound. One ball and no strikes to the count on White. Got the old wind-up to the pitch. Ball two, another low one. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls and no strikes to the count on White. First half of the fourth. Vance is winding up again. All three, outside and high. 3-0 is the count. Vance tosses that ball in, gets a new one. 3-0, first half of the fourth inning with one man down. Cochran is scheduled to be the next hitter. Vance getting a signal, winding up for the next one. Here it comes, and it's strike one call. Three balls and one strike is the count on JoJo White. 3-1. Got the old wind-up for the next pitch. Got to be in there this time. Here it comes, and it's ball four high, and White got three transportations. Result of a base on ball. That brings up Mickey Cochran, the Tigers manager and catcher, left-handed hitter. Cochran's third appearance played. The first inning was thrown out at first by Frake. The third inning, he doubled down the first base line and started that three-run rally of the Tigers. Cochran batting, left-handed hitter with White on first base and one man down. Vance comes in on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. On the rubber. Up goes the arms, getting set for the first pitch to Mickey Cochran. Here it is, he starts down, he swung at it, there goes the throw, and the ball goes on out to center field, and White is racing to third, here comes the throw in for Orsatti, and he covers out for a moment, but the ball was kicked out of Martin's hand. White is safe at third base. That throw down to Freak at second by Delancey. As they hit it on the dirt, went right on out to center field. Orsatti then made the throw to Martin at third base. Martin dove in to tag. Up the ball, got away from Martin, and White is safe at third. Stolen base, and an error on Martin now on the throw at third. Martin took Orsatti's throw, and the 20-12 in there for Wright. He was first called out, and then the ball rolled out of his hand, and he was called safe. It's an error for Pepper Martin, and a stolen base for Wright. They count as one strike on Mickey Cochran, who is batting. Mickey Cochran batting. One strike is a count. Bob's ready to go again. This is the first half of the fourth inning. One down, right on third base. Vance is on the mound getting a signal from Delancey for the pitch to Cochran. That's his windup. And it's a wild pitch, hit the dirt, and White is in with a run. It's a wild pitch, hit the dirt, bounding away from Delancey, over to the side, and White is in with a run. Wants to get on there, came all the way around on a stolen base, an error, and a wild pitch. That makes the score read 4-1 in favor of the Tigers. Bill Walker is warming up for the Cardinals down in the bullpen, a left-hander. Now we call the score out 4-1 when it's 4-2. Beg your pardon. The guard leading by a score of 4-2. Van starts his windup. Here's the next pitch to Cochran. Strike called. And the count is two strikes and one ball on Mickey Cochran. Two strikes and one ball is the count. One man down, nobody on. This is the first half of the fourth inning, and the Tigers are leading by a score of 4-2. Vance gets his signal again, winding up for the next pitch. Strike three, call. Cochran called out on strike. For the second out. Two down, and that brings up Charlie Gehringer. Tiger second baseman, left-handed hitter. Got a single in the first inning, walked in the third. Two down, nobody on. Starts the old windup for the pitch. Here it is, and it's a ground ball. Down to first, Freak comes up with it. Out at first, Freak to Collins. For the third out. Retiring the side. The results are in the first half of the fourth inning show one run, no hit, and one error which was charged up to Pepper Martin. JoJo White, the first man up, walking. He stole second base, and when the throw went out to center field there, due to the mix-up at second, he went on to third. Martin got Orsatti's throw in time to get White at third, and was the first called out until the ball rolled out of Martin's hand. Martin was charged with an error on the play. Cochran then struck out, and Gehringer rounded out, Freak to Collins. So the score now as we go into the last half of the fourth inning, leads Detroit Tigers 4, St. Louis Cardinals 2. Cardinals have 4 hits off of Parker, and Detroit has 6 hits off of Carlton and Vance. The last half of the fourth, Ernie Orsatti, the Cardinal center fielder, will be the first man up the left-handed hitter. He'll be followed by DeRosa, and then Vance. More likely to be a pinch hitter for Vance. Bill Walker is still warming up down in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Walker's winding up. Here's the first pitch to Orsatti. Strike one, call. One strike is the count. He's a left-handed hitter. Was out on a fly ball out to Goslin on his other trip in the second inning. Walker winding up. Here's the next one. And it's a drive out to center field for a hit. And Orsatti is on first base. Orsatti sends a line single out to center field. And that brings up Leo DeRosa, Cardinal shortstop, a right-handed hitter. DeRosa's second appearance at the plate this afternoon. The other time he was out on a fly ball out to Fox in right field. DeRosa hadn't had any hits so far in the series. Walker's on the mound, getting set. Here's the first pitch to DeRosa, high, ball one. One ball is the count. On to Roger. Orzani on first base. Nobody out. Here's the next one. And he swung at it. Strike one. One ball and one strike. One and one is the count. On to Roger is batting a right-handed hitter. Walker's on the mound again, getting set for the next pitch. Here it is. And it's a ground ball. Down to Owen. Owen comes up with it. Throws to Gallagher. And he's off the ball. He's inside of the goal. And both runners are safe. Both runners are safe. Gallagher dropped the ball as Orsani came in. He was taking the throw from Owen, starting to make the... to turn and pivot to a double play, and one of those cases where you start throwing the ball before you've got it in your glove. They're arguing on the play down there, claiming that Gehringer held the ball long enough for the out. Orsani on second base, DeRosa on first, and the air charged up to Gehringer. Arguing down at second base now on the play. And the next hitter is scheduled to be Fant, but we'll probably have a pinch hitter coming in here. Bud Davis is the man for St. Louis that we know is picking out a war club to come in there and bat for Fant. Arguments all over. Players are all coming back to their respective positions. Nobody out. Orsani on second base. DeRosa on first base. Gehringer charged with the air. And General Crowder is down there warming up for the Tigers again. The Tiger bullpen down the right field line while Bill Walker is warming up. Chet Davis coming in to bat for Van. The right hand hitter. The ball was tossed out to Oscar. He takes his position on the mound. Each team has a man warming up in the bullpen. He's getting set for the delivery. Here it comes. And a drive out to right field. What a hit. Over first base. Scoring. Orsani sending DeRosa to third. Davis finger to right. Scoring. Orsani sending DeRosa to third. Makes the score reach 4-3. Still in the favor of the Tigers. DeRosa is on third base. Davis on first base. Nobody out. And Papa Martin is the next hitter. On the weather, it looks like they might be thinking on sending a pinch runner in for Davis. Dizzy Dean going in to run for Spud Davis. Izzy Dean is on third base. DeRosa on third base. Nobody out as yet. And Pepper Martin is the next hitter. Martin up to the plate. They're all set to go. Hawk is on the mound getting set for the first pitch to Pepper Martin, a right-handed hitter. Here it is. And it's a ground ball down to Gehringer. Gehringer tosses to Rogel. Rogel started to complete a double play to throw the ball, and he hits Izzy Dean square in the head. And Dean is lying on the ground out there. Looks like he's knocked out from that one. He just tumbled clear over to the side of the bag. Martin is on first base. The ball was hit down to Gehringer, who tossed to Rogel and is starting to throw to Greenberg for a double play. The ball hits Dizzy Dean in the head, bounced clear off to right field. Martin is on first base. DeRosa scores on the play, tying up the ball game. The Dean is forced out down at second. Gehringer to Rogel. Martin will be on first base. And Rothrock is the hitter. They're all gathered around Dizzy Dean, out around second base. He's still down on the ground. Both teams gathered around there. There was a rather peculiar play there. With a fastball, a fast grounder down to Geringer. Geringer scoops it up, tossed over to Rogel. Rogel leaps in the bag to make the throw to Greenberg. And the ball puts Dizzy right square in the head. And over he went. And he looks like he's still out down there. He's still on the ground. Trainers are out on the field working on him. Practically all of the members of both teams are down there, gathered around Dizzy down at second base. Down in the bullpen, each bullpen, however, the two pitchers warming up. Bill Walker, southpaw, warming up for St. Louis down the left field bullpen. And Crowder warming up down in the right field. They're carrying Dean off now. Carrying him off, taking him out through the Cardinal dugout. And Rock Rock will be the next hitter here when we get underway. Papa Martin is on first base. DeRocher scored on that play. That's two runs in. The ball game is tied up now, 4-4. This is the last half of the fourth. Martin on first, and Rock Rock will be the hitter. This will be Rock Rock's third attempt to play. In the first inning, with Martin on first base, he hit into a double play. In the third inning, he grounded out Geringer to Greenberg. All set to go. Players are back in their respective positions, and Rock Rock is the hitter. Rock Rock up, two away, rather one away. Martin on first base. There's only one out. After Martin on first base, off is on the mound, getting set for the first pitch to Rock Rock. There goes the throw over to first base. Back on the mound now, set for the next one. Here's the pitch, and it's a drive, high fly going out to left field. Gosselin is going back. He's under it, and he makes the catch for the second out. Martin was clear down to second base, but he gets back to first. Two away. Martin's still on first base, and that brings up Frankie Frisch, the Cardinal manager. Starting left-handed, this is Frisch's third appearance of the plate. He has one hit out of two steps, getting a single in the third. Is on the mound, set for the first pitch to Frisch, batting left-handed. Martin on first base. Here it comes. And it's a hot grounder down to Geringer. Geringer scoops it up, steps on second base. A nice stop by Charlie Geringer. That's first Martin at second for the third out, retiring the side. The result, the last half of the fourth inning shows two runs, one hit, and one error. And the score is tied up now, 4-4, going into the first half of the fifth.
This broadcast is sponsored by the makers of Ford and Lincoln Cars and Ford Trucks.
We're on a crack, so there were two hits that inning. Art Davis getting hit. This is the Cardinals total. Both teams now having a total of 6 hits. Going into the first half of the fifth inning, and Goose Goslin is scheduled to be the first man up. Bill Walker going in to do the twirling for the Cardinals, the left-hander. This is the third pitcher this afternoon for St. Louis. Started out with Carlton, then Vance, and now Walker. And Goslin will be the first man up. This is the first half of the fifth inning. The old ball game tied up 4-4. Goslin, Rogel, and Greenberg will be the first three hitters. Goslin was out on a fly ball out to Rock Rock in right field in the first inning. He walked in the third. That's left-handed. Bill Walker's on the mound getting his signal from Delancey for the first pitch to the Goose.
First time for the fifth, short side, 4-4. On the mound, that's the signal, starting his windup. And here's the initial pitch, inside, ball one. 1-1 is the count on Gosman. First man for the Tigers in the first half of the sixth inning. Rather, the first half of the fifth inning. 1-1 is the count. He's winding up for the next one. Here it is. And a foul back against the screen. That makes the count read 1-1. Another ball being tossed in. 1-1 is the count on Gosman. Fourth side, 4-4, first half of the fifth. Walker's back on the mound. Steps back off of the mound for a moment. Waiting on Delancey to get his mask back on. Now we're all set again. He's on the rubber. Getting a signal from Delancey. Got the old wind up. Count is 1-1. Here's the pitch. Inside. Ball two. And Gosman just dropped his bat and just on that one. 2-1. This is the first hitter for the Tigers in the first half of the fifth inning. On the mound again, getting a signal. Gosman's hitting 357 so far in the series. Starts his windup. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball. Down to Freese. Takes it on a big hop. And he's out at first. Freese to Collins for the initial out. One away. And that brings up Rogel, the Tiger shortstop. Rogel has been at the plate twice. In the second inning, he struck out. In the third, he singles out to center field. Helps drive in a couple runs there. In that three-run rally of the Tigers in the third. Rogel batting. He's batting right-handed against Walker. Here's the first one. Wide. Ball one. Rogel is a switch hitter. And he's around him batting right-handed now due to the fact that Walker is a southpaw pitcher. 1-1 is the count. Walker starts his line up for the next one. Here it comes. And he swung at it. Strike one. 1-1. Even up. 1-1 is the count. 1-1. Walker starts the old lineup for the next pitch. And a fly ball going out to center field. Orsani is after it, and he takes care of it for the second out. Rogel is out on a fly to Orsani in center. Two down, and that brings up Hank Greenberg, the Tiger first baseman, a right-handed hitter. Greenberg has been up at that plate twice this afternoon, the second and third inning, and he has 2 out of 2. Both singles. Right-handed hitter, 2 down. This is the first half of the fifth. Walker's on the mound getting his signal from Delancey. Starts his windup for the initial pitch. 2 away, nobody on. Here it is, and it's inside and low. Ball one. 1-1 is the count on Hank Greenberg. Owen on deck. First half of the fifth inning. Score is tied, 4-4. Walker's winding up for the next pitch. 1-1 is the count. Here it comes. Strike. Oh, third ball to cut the inside corner. Cut in there very nice. 1-1 is the count. Back on the mound. Gets the signal from Delancey. 1-1. 2 down. Nobody on. Winding up. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball. Down to Martin. Martin scoops it up. And he fumbles. They come in trying to throw. And Greenberg is on first base. And he might get a hit on that one. Going to get Martin an error on the ball. Greenberg is on first base. Greenberg is on first. An error for Pepper Martin. That makes 2 errors for Martin in the ball game this afternoon. Marvin Owen is up with 2 down. This is the first half of the fifth inning. That was one of those tough kind-ofs that could be handled either way. Here's the first pitch to Owen. Strike one called. 1 strike is a count. Owen has been at the plate twice. Got an infield hit in the third inning. His only hit of the series so far. Ball's back in the water. He's on the mound again. Set. Here's the next pitch. And a ground ball going down to third. Martin takes it on a big hop. And he's out at first. He really threw that one across after third to first. He was out at first. Martin to Collins. Every third out, retiring the side. The result in the end of the first half of the fifth inning shows no runs, no hits, and 1 out with the subs up to Pepper Martin.
And the score remains tied 10-10 going into the last half of the fifth inning. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And this is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Back at Portland Park, going into the last half of the fifth inning. And Eddie Murray just given us the information. Word from the clubhouse reports that Busy Dean is okay after doctor's examination. The last half of the fifth coming up, and Joe Ludwig on the left fielder is the first man up. Ludwig is a right-handed hitter. Got a hit in the second inning, walked in the third. This is his third appearance at the plate. So he's 1,000 so far for the afternoon. After winding up, here's the pitch. A little bit higher, ball one. One ball is a count on Ludwig. Collins on deck. Delancey will be the third man this inning. So still tied, 4-4. After winding up, here's the next one. And the fire down the third baseline. The count is even up. One ball and one strike. 1-1 on Ludwig. We're in the last half of the fifth. Off the starters line up again. Here's the next one. And a hit off the right field. A line single out to right. And Ludwig is on first base. Ludwig has two hits and a walk for the afternoon. Still batting 1,000 for the day. And it was hitting 429 before this game started the series. Rip Collins up. Collins has had two hits out of two steps. A double in the second inning, a single in the third. Good hitter batting left-handed. And again, General Collins starts warming up down in the right field bullpen. Is on the mound getting set. Here's the first pitch to Collins. Inside and high, ball one. Hobson is also going down to the bullpen. Left hander. Crowder's already down there warming up. The score is tied. 4-4. Ludwig on first base. Nobody down. And the count is one ball and no strikes on Rip Collins. Hobson's on the mound. Get your signal from Cochran. Here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball. Going out to center field, a high flight. JoJo White is after it. He's under it. And he takes care of it for the initial out. Collins was out on a fly out to JoJo White in center. So we have one down, Ludwig on first base, and Delancey is up. Delancey is a left-handed hitter. He has not any hits so far. He walked in the second inning. Was passed out by Hawker in the third. There's a... over the first base, and Ludwig is back to the bag. One down. Ludwig on first base, Delancey batting. Hawker's on the mound. He gets his signal. Here's the pitch. Wide. Ball one on Delancey. Cochran tosses the ball back out to Hawker. On the mound, getting a signal from Cochran. Ball the next one. One ball is the count. Here it is. Ball two outside and low. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls and no strikes as the count on Delancey. Ludwig still on first base and one man down. Hawker's on the mound. Here's the next pitch. Strike one, call. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike as the count. Hawker's back on the mound again. Gets a full hold on that mound. Gets his signal. Here it is. And the pitch is low. Ball three. That makes the count read. Three balls and one strike on Delancey with one man down and Joe Medwick on first base. Hawker takes his position on the mound. He's getting his signal. Here's the next one. He starts down. The pitch is low. Ball four. Medwick started down, went clear on down to second and slid in, but it was unnecessary as the pitch was low and Delancey got free transportation. That puts Medwick on second. Delancey on first. One down and Ernie Orsatti, the Cardinal center fielder, is up. Orsatti is a left-handed hitter. He has one hit out of two trips, getting a single in the fourth inning. Hawker's on the mound. Getting a signal from Mickey Cochran. We told you a moment ago, two pitchers, Hogsett and Crowder, warming up down in the bullpen. Here's the first one to Orsatti. High, ball one. One ball is the count. Hawker's back on the mound again. Gets a signal from Mickey Cochran for the next pitch. Orsatti steps back out of the batter's box for the moment. Back in. One ball is the count. Here's the next one. And it's a line drive down to Green Bay. And he tries to get back for a double play. And he went over to first. The Fendrick was still off. And he made a throw down to second to Rogel. And Fendrick was doubled off of second. That was a peculiar play there. Orsatti hit a hard line drive to Greenberg at first base. Greenberg started back to first trying to get Delancey, but Delancey went into the... And he made a throw down to second to Rogel. And Medwink was doubled off of second. That was a peculiar play there. Orsatti hit a hard line drive to Greenberg at first base. Greenberg started back to first trying to get Delancey, but Delancey went into the bag head first and beat Greenberg, but Medwick had taken too big a lead off of second. And Greenberg turned and threw to Rogel at second base, forcing doubling Medwick to retire the side. The result, the last half of the first goal, no runs, one hit, and no error. And the score remains 4-4 going into the first half of the sixth inning.
The nationwide broadcasts of the World Series games are brought to you by the Ford Motor Company.
Going into the first half of the sixth, and Pete Fox, the Tiger right fielder, will be the first man up. Fox is a right-handed hitter. Been at the plate twice this afternoon. The first time he was out on a fly ball to DeRosa in short left. And his second appearance in the third inning, he was struck out by Vance with the bases all occupied. Vance is now leading in hidden hit, having one more than the Tigers, a total of seven against the Tigers' six. Fox, Walker, and White will be the first three hitters for the Tigers in the sixth inning. Score still tied 4-4. Bill Walker's on the mound getting a signal from Delancey for the first pitch to White. First half of the sixth inning. Walker starts to wind up for the pitch. Here it comes, and it's a drive going out to left field. Medwick's going back, but it's over his head, up against the stand, out in left center, and Fox pulls up at second base with a double. Fox, double to left center. It's on second base, nobody out, and that brings up after the Tiger pitcher. And this is the first half of the sixth inning. The ball game being tied at the present time, 4-4. Umpire Reardon is looking the ball over. The Fox went out there against the fence. Announced it okay, and it's tossed back in the water. After is up, he'll probably sacrifice here to advance Fox to third base in the scoring position. The infield is playing in close. Walker's on the mound. Here's the pitch. A little bit higher. Ball one. One ball is the count on offer. First half of the sixth inning. Score tied up. 4-4. Fox down on second base. Walker's on the mound again. Set. Here's the next one. And if he tries to bunt it, but it's a foul back of the plate. The count is one ball and one strike. One and one on Archer. That's right-handed. Pete Fox down on second base. Result of that double out to left center. And the score tied up 4-4. This is the fourth game of the World Series. Walker's on the mound again. Gets the signal from Delancey. Here's the pitch. And he bumps one. It's going back out. Delancey fields the ball. And he's out at first to sacrifice. Delancey the first who covers the bag. Retiring Archer. But advancing Fox to third base. One away. One away. Fox on third base, and that brings up Jojo Wright, the Tiger center fielder, a left-handed hitter. Cardinal infield is coming in close now in case White hits the ground ball where they can feel it and try to cut Fox off at the plate. Fox is on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey for the first pitch to White. White's been on once in the fourth inning, walking. Starts the old wind-up. Here's the pitch. And it's a fire back of the plate. Strike one. White got on the fourth inning. He got in the baseline ball. Then stole second. Went on the third. On the on the throw from the outfield and scored on a wild pitch. One strike as a count on White. Box on third base. Watch is on the mound again. Getting a signal from Delancey. The infield is in close. He starts his wind up. Here's the pitch. Oh! And White. A lot of fast. Darted back to third base very fast that time when Delancey made out like he was going to cut it down there. The count is 1-1 on White, who is batting. One ball and one strike. Walks it back on the rubber again. That's the old lineup for the next pitch. 1-1 is the count. Here it is. Strike two. High. White started to swing. He changed his mind, but it was a foul strike just the same. Two strikes and one ball is the count on JoJo White. Box on third base and one man down. We're in the first half of the sixth. Bill Walker back on the mound. Now the two strikes and one ball on JoJo White, who is batting. Starts his windup. Here's the pitch. And it's a pop fly. Going down the third baseline. Pepper Martin is after to go far. Makes the cut just outside of the line. Barely second out. Two down. Two down, and that brings up manager Mickey Carson, the Tiger catcher, on the left-handed hitter. He has one hit out of three trips this afternoon. That was a double in the third inning. Started the Tigers' three-run rally. Two away. Pete Fox on third base. Mickey Carson batting. Walker's on the mound. Getting a signal from Delancey. This is the first half of the sixth inning. That's the old windup. And here's the initial pitch, and he swung at it. Strike one. One strike on Mickey Cochran. One strike is the count on Mickey Cochran with two down. Box on third base. Frankie Frisch coming in for a little conference with Walker. Going back now out to his position at second base. Walker coming back in on the mound. One strike is the count on Cochran. Fox is on third base. There's two down. Walker is on the mound. Starts the old windup for the next pitch. Here it is. And a fire back of the plate. And the count is two strikes on Cochran. Two strikes is the count. Tossing out some new balls to umpire Redden. One is thrown out to Walker. And here we are, ready to go again. Two strikes and no balls is the count on Mickey Cochran with two away. And Fox on third base. Walker goes back to the rounding bag. Coming in on the mound. Ball is still tied up. Four and tied. The first half of the sixth. Getting a signal from Delancey. Starting his windup for the pitch. And here it is. Wide and low, and that one came very near getting away. Two strikes and one ball. It was a curve ball, but it broke outside. Two strikes and one ball is a count on Cochran. Cochran struck out on his last appearance in the fourth inning. He got a double in third, was thrown out by Frisch in the first inning. Walker's on the mound again. The count is two strikes and one ball. Cochran steps back out of the batter's box. Coming back in, the coaches present time. Baker working third baseline for the Tigers. Perkins working on the first baseline. And when Cochran got back in the batter's box, Walker walked back off of the mound. They're thinking turns about. And now it looks like they're both going to come back in. Yep, Walker's in on the mound. Cochran steps back into the batter's box. The count is two strikes and one ball. Walker gets a signal from Delancey. He's winding up for the pitch. Here it is. Low. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Three and two is the count. Two and two. Two down. Runner on third base. On the mound again. Starts the old windup for the next one. Here it comes, and it's a fly ball going out to right field. Rock is after it, and he takes care of it. On the third out, referring the side. Paxton is out on a fly to Rock in right field. The result showing no runs, one hit, and no error. Tigers having one man left on base. And now as we go into the last half of the sixth inning, the old ball game is still tied up 4-4. The first half of the sixth, Fox, the first man up, double. And then he was sacrificed to third by Hawker, after which Flight fouled out to Martin at third, and then Cochran went out on a fly ball out to Rothrock in right field. Going into the last half of the sixth inning, Leo DeRocher, the Cardinal shortstop, will be the first man up. DeRocher has been at the plate twice. He hasn't had any hits. In the second inning, he was out on a fly ball out to Fox in right field. And the fourth, he got on an error. An error by Geringer when he hit a ball down to Rogel. He tossed over to Geringer, rather to Owen, who tossed to Geringer at second base, and Geringer dropped the ball. Cardinals have been charged up with two errors, both made by Martin. Detroit one, made by Geringer. In hit, the two teams have seven apiece. They're both tied up, so you can just figure it out that it's a nip and tuck battle all the way through. DeRocher batting, right-handed hitter. Walker on deck, and Martin will be the third man. Walker's on the mound, he's winding up. Here's the first one, strike one, call on DeRocher. One strike is a count on Leo DeRocher. Walker's on the mound again, gets his signal from Mickey Cochran, winding up. Here's the next one, high and wide, ball one, making the count read 1-1. Even up on DeRocher, one ball and one strike. First man for the Cardinals, the last half of the sixth inning. And here's the next one, foul, back of the plate. The count is two strikes and one ball. Two strikes and one ball is the count. On DeRocher is batting. A new ball is tossed out to Walker. He's on the mound. Gets the signal from Cochran. He's winding up for the next one. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball down by Mike going out to left field. For a hit. And DeRocher is on first base. That's the first hit of the series for DeRocher. A single between third and short. And he's on first base. And that brings up Bill Walker, Cardinal pitcher. And that also starts Crowder and hogs it to warming up again. Crowder has practically pitched the ball game down there in the bullpen this afternoon. Bill Walker is up. Walker bats right-handed. More than likely, he will sacrifice here. There's a quick throw with the first base to Greenberg, but DeRocher is back to the bag. Falls back into Walker. He's on the mound getting set. DeRocher on first base. Another throw to first base. DeRocher's back. Ball's back into Walker. This is a last half of the sixth inning. Four tied, 4-4. He's on the mound. Here's the pitch. And he attempts to bunt one, but it's a foul back of the plate. One strike is the count. Walker's on the mound again, getting set for the next one. One strike to count. Here it comes. And he went after it, but missed it. Strike two on Walker. And a quick throw down to first base. Cochran to Greenberg, but DeRocher was back to the bag. The count is two strikes on Walker. That one was wide, but Walker went after it and tried to bunt. Two strikes is the count. Walker's on the mound again, getting set for the next pitch to Walker. Here it is. And again, he attempts to punt on one that was wide. Missed the ball completely. Strike three. Walker being retired on strike. One down, and that brings up Pepper Martin. Cardinal third baseman. A right-handed hitter. Martin hasn't had any hits so far this afternoon. Here's the first pitch to Martin, and it's a fly ball going down the right field line, going foul. No, it's inside of the diamond, but Geringer makes a nice catch just inside of the line. Greenberg
Fox and Geringer going after it. Greenberg, or rather Geringer, making the catch. That's two down. Two down, and Rothrock. The St. Louis right fielder is up. Batting left-handed against Archer. He's been at the plate three times this afternoon. He hasn't had any hits so far. This is fourth turn. He'll be followed by Sprint and then Medley. Derosier on first base, two away. Last half of the sixth inning, score tied 4-4. Archer's on the mound getting set. Here's the pitch. Strike one call. Turbo up the inside corner. One strike on Rothrock. One strike to the count with two down. DeRosi's still on first base. There's another throw over to first. Too late. Ball's back in to Walker. Comes back in on the mound. On the rubber, up goes his arm, getting set. Here's a pitch, and a hot one down to Geringer. Geringer juggles the ball, but he recovers, and he's out at first. Geringer to Greenberg for the third out, retiring the side. He juggled the ball momentarily, but he recovered in time to get him out at first base. The result, the last half of the sixth inning show, no runs. One hit, and no error. And the score going into the first half of the seventh inning is still tied up 4-4.
The Ford Motor Company hopes that the crowds that are listening in at the showrooms of Ford dealers throughout the United States and Canada, as well as everywhere else, are enjoying this ball game.
We're going into the first half of the seventh.
The old ball game still tied up 4-4. This is the stretch inning. And the what Detroit fans are here at Sports & Park this afternoon are taking their stretch now. And the St. Louis fans will do likewise the last half of the inning.
Charlie Geringer will be the first man up for the Tigers here in the first half of the seventh. He'll be followed by Goose Dawson and then Rogel. Geringer has been up at the plate three times. He got a single out to left center in the first inning. In the third inning, he walked. On in the fourth inning, he was thrown out at first base by Frankie Frick. All set to go. First pitch is low. Ball one on Geringer. Walker's on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. One ball is the count on Johnny Geringer is batting, a left-handed hitter. Walker starts his windup for the pitch. Ball two inside and high. Two balls and no strikes on Geringer. First hitter for the Tigers, the first half of the seventh inning. And the score is tied 4-4. This ball game is just about even, Steven, all the way around. Walker's winding up for the next one. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Two balls and one strike. First half of the seventh inning. Walker's back on the mound again, getting a signal from Delancey. Starting his windup. Here's the pitch. That is a hot one. Out to center field for a hit. And Geringer is on first base. Geringer singles to center. His second hit of the afternoon. Geringer on first base. Nobody down, and that brings up Goose Goslin, the Tiger left fielder, a left-handed hitter. Goose Goslin is up, left-handed hitter. Goslin was out on a fly out to Rothrock in the first inning. He walked in the third, was thrown out by Sprink in the fifth. Geringer on first base, nobody down. Walker's on the mound, getting set for the first hit. Here it comes. All one. Wide. Goslin started to bunt on that one, changed his mind, the pitch was wide. Jeff Haynes warming up for the Cardinals down in the left field bullpen. One ball, Martin is playing in fast, Collins coming in fast with the pitch, here it is, and he bunts one, back to Martin, Martin fields the ball, and he's out at first, Martin to Collins to sacrifice, advancing Geringer to second. Martin faked like he was going to throw to second base, but he didn't have a chance to get Geringer. Then he makes a quick throw over to first base. One down. Geringer on second base. Rogel batting. Rogel batting right-handed against Bill Walker. Rogel has one hit out of three trips. Geringer on second. This is the first half of the seventh. Walker's on the mound. Getting set for the first pitch to Rogel. And he turns around to make a fake throw down to second, but there is no one in there covering. Just chasing Geringer back to the bag. He's back on the mound again, set for the next pitch. Here it comes. Inside and low, ball one. One ball is the count on Rogel. One down. One down. Geringer down on second base. Walker's on the mound again, set for the next one. Here's the pitch, and he swung at it. Strike one. One and one on Rogel. One ball and one strike. One ball and one strike with one man down. And Charlie Geringer down on second base. He got a single out to center field and then was sacrificed down to second by Gosman. We're in the first half of the seventh with the score tied up at the present time, 4-4. Bill Walker's back on the mound again. Takes position on the rally, getting a signal from Delancey for the pitch. Here it is. And it's a ground ball going down to DeRocher. Big hop, and he throws to Martin. And he drops the ball at third, and Geringer is safe. DeRocher plays the ball to Martin at third. It was dropped. It's an error for Martin. That makes three of them this game for Pepper Martin. And we have runners on first and third with only one man down. Three errors for Pepper Martin this game. That brings up Greenberg. They attack your first baseman. Right-handed hitter. One down. Runners on first and third. Walker's on the mound getting set. Here's the pitch. Inside and low. Ball one. One ball is the count on Greenberg. Geringer on third base. Rogel on first base. Greenberg batting. Walker's on the mound. Here's the next one. Inside and low. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes is the count on Hank Greenberg. This is the first half of the seventh inning. Two balls and no strikes. Walker's back on the mound again. Runners on first and third. He gets the signal from Delancey. Here's the pitch. Ball three inside. Three and nothing. Three balls and no strikes on Greenberg. Three balls and no strikes on Greenberg. Walker's on the mound again. Here's the next one. Strike one, call. That just slipped us an item here. It says Martin ties on error three for a single game in the series. And he has a total of four for the series. Three balls and one strike is the count on Hank Greenberg, who is batting. Walker's on the mound again. Six. And it's a drive going out to deep center. Orsani is after. He lost it to Sun for the moment. And the ball gets away from him. Clear out to center field fence. And one run is in. And Greenberg pulls up at second base. Geringer scores. Rogel reaches third. Greenberg is on second. He lost that one in the Sun. We could tell that was going on to a mile. He charged in for a moment and then went back. And he came very near making a beautiful catch out there after all. One run in. The score is now 5-4 in favor of Detroit. This is the first half of the seventh. One down. One down. Rogel on third. Greenberg on second. That made the third hit for Greenberg this afternoon. That double out there with Orsatti got two, but couldn't hold. Runners on second and third. Walker's winding up. The infield's in close. Here's the pitch. Inside. Ball one on Owen. Owen's a right-handed hitter. Rogel on third. Greenberg on second. Detroit is now leading by a score of 5-4. This is the first half of the seventh inning.
Walker's on the mound again. Starts to wind up for the pitch. Here it is. Strike called. 1-1. One ball and one strike is the count. 1-1. On. Walker starts his wind up again. Here's the next pitch, and it's a foul. Into the stands, the upper tier to the right of the plate. And the count is now 2 strikes and 1 ball. First half of the seventh inning, Tigers now leading by a score of 5-4. They have runners on second and third, and only one man down. Cardinal infield playing in close. They get the ground ball for a chance to cut off the runner to play. Walker's on the mound, starts his windup. Here's the pitch. And it's a drive going out to right field. And Rothrock makes the catch. And there's not a chance for anybody to come in on that one. He had a perfect throw coming into the plate, but Rogel was in a ways and had to get back. He didn't think that Rothrock was going to get to the ball in the first place. Owen lined out to Rothrock and right. So we have 2 downs. Still have Rogel on third. Greenberg on second. And that brings up Pete Fox, the Tiger right field. He's a right-handed hitter. Walker will be the next man. It was a little conference at the pitcher's mound, and now the Cardinals are going back to their expected position. Fox, the right-handed hitter. He has one hit down to 3-6, getting a double in the sixth inning. More likely to be passed perfectly. That's what's going to happen. The first pitch is wide. Fox will be purposely passed to get to Walker. Ball one, ball two wide. Walker's on the mound. Here's the next one, another wide one. Delancey just stepping over to the right to make the catches. Be sure that Walker gets them wide. 3 balls. Here's the next one. Ball four. Fox purposely passed, filling the bases. And that brings up Walker, the Tiger pitcher. With 2 down, the bases loaded, and the score is now 5-4 in favor of Detroit. Walker bats right-handed. He has an average of 151 for the season as a hitter. Walker starts his windup. Here's the pitch. Strike one. He swung at it. One strike on Walker. One strike is the count. Bases loaded and 2 down. Walker's on the mound again. Starts to wind up for the next one. Here it is, inside and low. Ball one. 1-1. One ball and one strike. One ball and one strike on Walker. Base is all occupied. Walker starts his windup. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball. Going down to first. And he is out at first. Quick to Collins. And he third out. Retiring the side. The results of the first half of the seventh inning show 1 run. 2 hits. And 1 error, which was charged up to Pepper Martin. And the score now. Going into the last half of the seventh inning reads 5-4 in favor of the Tigers. Frankie Frick, the Cardinal manager and second baseman, will be the first man up. He'll be followed by Medwick, and Rip Collins will be the third hitter. The hits now total 9-25, 8 for the Cardinals. Cardinals have made 3 errors, all charged up to Pepper Martin, while the Tigers have only made 1, and that was charged up to Charlie Gehringer, the second baseman. All set to go, the last half of the seventh inning. Frick is the first man up. Walker's on the mound, lining up. Here's the first pitch to Frick. Fouled down the right field line, into the stand. The announcer is just going around calling out to the stands that Disney Dean is okay. Walker's on the mound. That's the lineup for the next pitch to Frick.
And it's a drive going on through right field. Fox is after it. And he makes a nice running catch over to the foul line. Barbie and Isle out. One away. One away, and that brings up Jim Edwick, the Cardinal left fielder, a right-handed hitter. The Tigers are leading in the ball game by a score of 5-4. Edwick has been up at the plate three times. He has two singles and a left. Collins on deck. After he gets his signal, he's winding up. Here's the pitch. And it's a drive down the right field line. It's fire. Fire into the Tiger bullpen. And it's one strike on Medwick. They're tossing in a new ball. Ball bounded off to the stand clear on the playing field. And Fox is after it. Throws it in the green bar. One strike on Joe Medwick. One strike on Medwick. Hawkins on the mound, got the signal from Thompson. Got your lineup for the next pitch. One strike is a count. Here it comes. High and wide, ball one. Even up on Medwick, one and one, with one man down, nobody on. And this is the last half of the seventh, with the Tigers leading by a score of 5-4. Hawkins starting out on the mound again. That's the old lineup for the next pitch to Medwick. Here it comes. And it's a hop one down first base. Green Bay made a beautiful one-handed stab on that ball. And went over to first base, making the put out on the surface. He really robbed Medwick of the hit that time. It was a hard smash. Hit the third, and Greenberg just slapped at it, and it was right in that glove. Two down, and Collins is up.
Here's the pitch.
Strike one, call on Collins. Collins has two hits out of three trips, getting a double in the second inning, a single in the third.
Hawkins back on the mound again. Gets the signal from Cochran. Starts his windup. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball going down to Greenberg. Greenberg takes it on a big hop, running over, touching first base, making the put out, unassisted. For the third out, retiring the side. That was two straight put outs there for Greenberg at first base. The results, the last half of the seventh inning show, no runs, no hits, and no errors. And the score, as we go into the first half of the eighth, reads Detroit Tigers 5, St. Louis Cardinals 4.
And here's good news for millions of radio listeners. Tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the Ford Motor Company will inaugurate over the complete coast-to-coast Columbia network the Ford Sunday Evening Hour. This will be a full hour of glorious music. There will be a symphony orchestra under the direction of Victor Kolar, who conducted the Detroit Symphony Orchestra at Ford Gardens at the fair and celebrated soloists from the operatic and concert stage. Also a mixed chorus of 24 voices. This Sunday evening, Madame Yuritsa, famous operatic star, will be the guest artist, and Mr. Edgell Ford will make a brief talk. And now back to this fourth World Series baseball game with Frank Lux.
First half of the eighth inning coming up. The Tigers at bat, and JoJo White, the Tigers center fielder, is the first man up, a left-handed hitter. Cochran on deck and Geringer in the hole. Walker's out there on the mound getting a signal from Delancey for the first one to White. Tigers are leading by a score of 5-4. Walker's on the mound. That's the old windup. Here's the initial pitch. A little bit high. Ball one. One ball is a count on White. Martin came charging in fast, and after White didn't make his take a set up the ball, why Delancey let loose of a nice throw down there to Martin, trying to caught him off his guard. Here's the next pitch. Low. Ball two. Two balls are down on White. First man for the Tigers. First half of the eighth inning. Walker's on the mound again. Starts his lineup. Here's the next one. Strike one. Call. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike is a count. Here's the next pitch. Low, ball three. Three balls and one strike is a count. Walker starts the old windup again. All four inside and White walk. White is on first base. That's the second time he's walked this afternoon, and that brings up Mickey Cochran. The Tiger catcher.
Walker's on the mound getting set. Coughlin batting. And he bunts one back to Walker. And he throws to second base. The ball goes on out to center field. And both runners are safe. Both runners are safe. Lights on second. Coughlin on third. Now for Walker on the throw. Walker makes the throw down there to now. That's the fourth out for the Cardinals this afternoon. White. White on second base. Coughlin on first base. And Geringer will be the next hitter. Geringer is up, left-handed hitter. Runners on first and second. Nobody out as yet. Geringer's had two hits out of three official trips to play. Walked on another occasion. Here's the pitch. Back one, calls. One strike is the count on Geringer. Roslin is on deck. This is the first half of the eighth inning. Tigers leading by a score of 5-4. One strike. Walker's back on the mound again. Getting set for the next pitch. Here it comes. Wide. Ball one. Count is even up. 1-1. One ball and one strike. One ball and one strike is the count on Geringer. Walker on the mound again, getting set for the next one. Turns and fakes the throw to second base. Garrett White back to the bag. 1-1 is the count. He's on the mound, getting set. Here's the pitch. And he bunts one. Collins fielding the ball. And he's out of third to sacrifice. Collins to Quake, who covered the bag. Advancing White to third. And Coughlin to second. Geringer is out. Collins to Frisch, who covered the bag. It was a sacrifice for Geringer. Puts White over on third. Coughlin is on second base. And that brings up Goslin, the Tiger left fielder, a left-handed hitter. Rogel on deck. He'll be purposely passed, catch his eye, has a chance for double play. Here's the pitch, wide. Goslin is being purposely passed. Ball one, and here's the next one, ball two. Clancy just walking to the left of the plate, taking the throw. Ball three, another wide one. Ball four, wide. Goslin is purposely passed, loading the bases. Well, we have Goslin on first, Coughlin on second, White on third. One out, and Rogel is up. Bases loaded, only one man out, and not a hit so far. In this inning. One of them walking, the other one getting on an air, and then Goslin being purposely passed. That brings up Rogel, right-handed hitter. Rogel has had one hit out of four trips. Walker starts his wind-up for the first pitch to Rogel inside. Ball one. One ball is a count. One ball is a count on Rogel. Jeff Haynes is warming up again. Down in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Walker starts his wind-up for the pitch. And it's a ground ball. Down to DeRosa. Goes on out to center field. And a hit. Two runs are in. Two runs are in. White and Coughlin score. Goslin pulling up a save. It's a single for Rogel. And that brings up Greenberg. Score is now 7-4, favor the Tigers in the first half of the eighth inning. Only one man down, and Greenberg is up for right-handed hitting.
Walker's on the mound getting set. Here's the pitch. And it's a drive going out to right. Looks like it might be in the stand. And it's up against the wall, the top. Here comes Dawson in. Here's Rochelle in. And Greenberg goes up the trail. It's a triple for Greenberg. And there's going to be some discussion on that ball out there. A fan reached over out there and came very near catching it.
Whether they're going to argue it's a home run or what the rule is on it. Anyhow, Greenberg is on third base. And two more runs came in. Goslin and Rogier scoring. Four runs in. Score is now 9-4. Only one out. Greenberg on third, and that brings up Marvin Aaron, the Tiger third baseman. Marvin Aaron will be the next hitter. Wait a minute. Greenberg is going to be added back to second. Lee Greenberg is going to be put back on second due to the ground rule on that, covering that play there. One of the fans reached over, tried to catch the ball. Didn't have much luck, but I think there's a ground rule on the play, two bases. Which means that Greenberg would go back to second, and Rogier probably back to third. Greenberg is going back to second. Rogier back to third. So Greenberg will get a two-base hit instead of a three-base hit. And Rogier is on third base instead of back over on the fence. That means only three runs in. Changes that score to 8-4 instead of 9-4. Bill Raptors going out. Jeff Haynes coming in to pitch for the Cardinals. Jeff Haynes coming in to pitch for St. Louis, right-handed. The fourth man on the firing line this afternoon, Alden, Vance, Walker, and now Haynes. The first half of the eighth inning, the Tigers leading by a score of 8-4. Runners on second and third, one down, we're all set to go. Marvin Owen is up, right-handed hitter. Jess Haynes now pitching. Cardinal infield is in close in case the ball is hit through there in the dirt. They can scoop it up and have some chance to cut off the runner at the plate. Owen steps back out of the batter's box for the moment. Haynes is on the mound getting his signal. He's coming back in on the mound. Getting set. Gets his signal from Delancey. Starts his wind-up for the pitch. Here's the first one. And it's a drive going out to right field for a hit. Rothrock coming in after it. Here comes Rogier in. Rogier is in with a run. Greenberg stopping it there. On single to right. On the first pitch. Scoring. Rogier. Sending Greenberg to third. And the score is now 9-4 in favor of the Detroit Tigers in the first half of the eighth inning. Greenberg on third, Owen on first, only one man down, and that brings up Pete Fox, the Tiger right fielder, a right-handed hitter. Runners on first and third. First out the eighth. That's three hits for the Tigers this inning, brings their total up to 12 for the game. Haynes on the mound, here's the first one, inside and high, ball one on Fox. One ball is a count on Pete Fox. Haynes is back on the mound again. Gets his signal from Delancey. Runners on first and third. He's all set. Here's the pitch. Another high one. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Fox. Hawker is scheduled to be the next man at the plate. And it's the first half of the eighth inning. Score is 9-4. Two balls and no strikes. On the mound. All set for the delivery. Here's the pitch. Ball three inside and low. 3-0. Three balls and no strikes on Fox. 3-0 to the count. Angels on the mound again, getting set for the next pitch. Here it comes, and it's strike one call. 3-1. Only one man down. Greenberg over on third. Marvin Owen on first. That was Owen's second hit of the game, and incidentally his second of the series. Here's the next pitch, a foul into the sand, down the right field line. And the count is now 3-2. 3-2. Another new one tossed out to Jazz Hay. 3-2 is the count. One away. Hayes coming in on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey for the next pitch. All set for the delivery. There's a throw over to first base, but Owen back to the bag. Collins tosses the ball back to Hayes. He's coming in on the mound again. Greenberg on third, Owen on first. One man down, Fox batting with a count 3-2. Hayes getting set. Here's the pitch. And he went down swinging. There's the throw down to second base. Here it comes back in. Straight to Delancey. And the ball is struck. And Greenberg is safe. Greenberg is safe. Owen pulling clear up at third. Fox struck out. And then Delancey made the throw to Frank. Frank threw back to Delancey. But the throw got away from Delancey. And Greenberg scores. Owen pulling up at third. Another run. It's an error for Delancey. An error for Delancey. That makes a total of 5 for the Cardinals. Hawker is the next man up. Owen on third base. 2 down. And Hawker, the Tiger pitcher, is up. Right-handed hitter. That's 5 runs for the Tigers here in the first half of the 8th inning. Here's the pitch. Right 20 swung at it. It was credited as a double steal. Delancey drew an error on the play. One strike on Arthur. He's winding up. Here's the next one. Strike 2 is a call. 2 strikes on Arthur. Two strikes is a count. Haynes on the mound, starts his wind-up for the next one. Here's the pitch. Foul, it was low. 2 strikes and 1 ball is the count on Austin. With Owen on third base. Score is now 10-4. Favored to strike. This is the first half of the 8th. Jeff Haynes on the mound again, getting a signal. Starts the old wind-up for the pitch. Strike 3 called. After called out on strike for the 3rd out. This time is out. Arthur was the 9th man to bat during the inning. Every man in the Tiger lineup coming in there, and the last 2 outs were strikeouts. The result, the first half of the 8th inning show, 5 runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors. One charged up to Walker, and the other one to Delancey. And the score now, as we go into the last half of the 8th inning, leads Detroit 10, St. Louis 4. So back out of Sportsman Park, going into the last half of the 8th inning, and Delancey, the St. Louis catcher, will be the first man up, a left-handed hitter. He'll be followed by Arsati, and then DeRozan. Score is 10-4 in favor of Detroit. The last half of the 8th inning coming up. Tigers scoring 5 runs there in the first half of the 8th inning. Just about ready to go. After on the mound getting a signal from Mickey Cochran for the first pitch to Delancey, a left-handed hitter. And it's a drive down to out, a line drive. Owen snags it for the initial out. Delancey lines out to Owen at third. One away. And that brings up Ernie Orsatti, a Cardinal center fielder, a left-handed hitter. DeRozier on deck. And it's the last half of the 8th. Off the touch, the old lineup again. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball going out to center field for a hit.
And Orsatti is on first base. Orsatti singles to center. Orsatti singles to center, and that brings up DeRocher, the St. Louis shortstop, a right-handed hitter. DeRocher has had one hit out of three trips, getting a single in the sixth inning. On the mound, getting set for the first pitch to DeRocher. Here it is, and it's strike one called. One strike is a count. Mooney is warming up for the Cardinals down in the bullpen. Another left-hander. Off is on the mound again, set for the next pitch. Here it comes, and it's a fly ball. Going down back to first base, Greenberg is after it, and he drops it! And he drops it! He drops it, but just picks up the ball and tosses down to Rogel at second, which forces Orsatti. It saves Greenberg an error due to the fact that he picked up the ball and threw to Rogel at second, forcing Orsatti. Pat Crawford coming in to bat for Haynes. Crawford batting for Haynes. The left-handed hitter, one down. Here's the first pitch to Crawford inside, ball one. This is the last half of the eighth. Two down. Here's the next one. And it's a ground ball, going down to Gehringer. Gehringer comes up with it. He's out at first. Gehringer to Greenberg. That is third out, retiring the side. The result, the last half of the eighth inning show, no runs, one hit, and no errors. And the score going into the first half of the ninth inning reads Detroit Tigers 10, St. Louis Cardinals 4.
The Ford Motor Company, which is sending you these World Series broadcasts, hope that you are enjoying the game.
Going into the first half of the ninth inning, JoJo White, the Tiger center fielder, will be the first man up. White has walked twice in the ball game this afternoon, in the fourth inning, the eighth inning. Mooney going in to pitch for St. Louis.
A left-hander. That's the fifth pitcher on the mound this afternoon for the Cardinals.
Mooney is just coming in from the bullpen. The left-hander. Coming in on the mound with starting to warm up. Patson and Gehringer will be the first three hitters for the Tigers here in the first half of the ninth inning. And the score is 10-4 in favor of Detroit. There goes Patson throw, or rather, Delancey throw down the first at second base, and we're all set to go. White is up, left-handed hitter. Mooney's on the mound, getting his signal from Delancey. Winding up, here's the pitch. Inside and high, ball one. One ball is a count. Here's the next one. And it's a hit out to center field. He slapped a hot one back through the box. The ball going on out to center field. And it's a single for White. He's on first base. White got a single. That brings up Mickey Carson, the Tiger manager and catcher, left-handed hitter. Mickey Carson up. White on first base. Nobody out. This is the first half of the ninth. Tigers are leading by a score of 10-4. Mooney's on the mound set. There's a throw over to first base, but White is back to the bag. On the mound again. Getting another throw to first base. Collins tosses the ball back into Mooney. It's on the mound, getting set for the pitch. Here it comes, and he bunts one down the third base. Mooney fields the ball. He's out. It's a sacrifice. He's out. And he was out down at first base. White overran second and had a quick throw down to DeRocher. And he goes for life, but
White managed to get back to the bag. It was a sacrifice. White is on second base, one down, and that brings up Charlie Garrigan. There was Mooney to Collins on the sacrifice. One away, Charlie Garrigan batting a left-handed hitter. White down on second base. Here's the first pitch, low ball one. One ball is a count on Garinger. Mooney back on the mound again, getting the signal from Delancey for the next one. JoJo White down on second base. He's up the steps. Here's the pitch. Low ball two. Two balls and no strike on Garinger. Two balls and no strikes to count. White on second base. One man down. Mooney gets the signal again from Delancey. All set for the pitch. Strike call. Fast one right through the middle. Two balls and one strike. Mooney's back on the mound again. Gets the signal. Here's the next pitch. And it's a fly ball. Going out to short center right back at second base. DeRosa is at it. And he takes care of it about 5 feet beyond second base for the second out. Two down. And that brings up Goslin, the Tiger left fielder, a left-handed hitter. Goose Goslin is up, left-handed hitter. Two down, and White still on second base. Mooney's getting his signal. Here's the pitch. Low, ball one. One ball is a count. One ball is a count on Goslin. Two down, and White down on second base. Mooney's back on the mound again. Gets the signal from Delancey for the next pitch. One ball and no strike. He's all set for the delivery. Here's the pitch. Strike one, call. Count is even up. One and one on Gotham. With two down, White still on second base. Mooney's back on the mound again, getting a signal from Delancey for the next one. All set for the delivery. Here it comes, and it's a ground ball going down to Collins at first base. Collins scoops it up, runs over, touching the bag, making the put out, unassisted, for the third out, retiring the side. The results are in the first half of the ninth inning show no run, one hit, and no error. And the score now going into the last half of the ninth inning, reached Detroit Tigers 10. St. Louis Cardinals 4. St. Louis has getting their last chance coming up in the last half of the ninth inning, leading 6 runs to tie it up. And this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And this is the WBBMS here at the Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Start going into the last half of the ninth inning. And Pepper Martin will be the first hitter for the Cardinals in the last half of the ninth. He'll be followed by Rothrock and then Fritz. Tigers leading by a score of 10-4. Getting set to go, Martin steps into the batter's box. Hawk is on the mound. Starts his windup for the first pitch to Martin. There it is. Strike one, call. One strike is a count on Martin. Right-handed hitter. Hawk is on the mound again. Starts his windup. Here's the next pitch, and it's a ground ball going down to Rogel. Rogel scoops it up at short, and he's safe at first. And the throw goes all over through the wall, but Martin doesn't even try to run down. You'll get a hit on that one, I believe. That was a tough chance that Rogel went through with his right to scoop up, and he didn't have much chance to get the man at first. However, we'll see just exactly the base hit. We were correct on that, and Martin got credit for a hit. He's on first base, and that brings up Rothrock, the famous right fielder, switch hitter, batting left-handed against Hawkins. Martin on first base. Martin on first base, Rothrock batting. Hawk is on the mound.
Getting set for the first pitch to Ross Lunt. Here it comes, and it's wide, ball one. One ball is a count on Rock Rock. Right side, here's the next one. Wide and low, ball two. Hogs should have started warmer up again, down in the bullpen for Detroit. Two balls and no strikes on Rock Rock. With Pepper Martin on first base, this is the last half of the ninth inning. Hawks on the mound again, getting a signal from Cochran. Here's the pitch. Strike one, called. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike is the count. Here's the next one. And it's a fly ball going out to center field. Deep center. White goes back and makes the catch for the inning allowed. Rock Rock is out on a fly out to White and deep center. One down, and that brings up Frankie Frake, the Cardinal manager and second baseman, batting left-handed. Frake has one hit out of four trips so far for the afternoon. Pepper Martin still on first base, one away. The last half of the ninth, Detroit leading by a score of 10-4. Hawks is on the mound. Here's the pitch, and it's a hot one down to Rogel. Rogel scoops it up, runs over, touches second, throws to first, completing a double play and ending the game. The results of the last half of the ninth inning show no runs, one hit, and no error. The totals on the game for the Tigers show 10 runs, 13 hits, and one error. For the Cardinals, 4 runs, 10 hits, and 5 errors. Charged up with 5 errors. That evens up the series at 2 games apiece, and they'll be out here tomorrow afternoon again fighting at 1:30. This is Frank Lark speaking, and now we turn you over to Ted Hughes.
The broadcast of this game has been sent to you by the Ford Motor Company, builders of Ford and Lincoln cars and Ford trucks. You are cordially invited to be their guests again tomorrow when the World Series battle is resumed here at Sportsman Park, St. Louis. And in the meantime, watch the Ford go by. And now we're going to turn the microphone, ladies and gentlemen, over to Pat Flanagan of Station WBBM, who will give you a summary of the game and its highlights. There you are, Pat.
All right, Ted, how are you, ladies and gentlemen? Summary and the highlights today should be very short. Many, many things did happen, it is true. As we can say, the change in the batting order on the part of Mickey Cochran, placing Greenberg down in a different spot from which he has been batting in so far, brought about the desired result. That, mixed up with Cardinals' ragged infielding, is what won the ball game. Much like the first game was won by the Cardinals up at Detroit. The infielding was ragged, very far from clean all the way through. It was just an ordinary ball game until the last half of the second. And then we got a single to center. Collins doubled to right field. Delancey walked to load the bag. Then our starting fly deep to Gaza, and Medrick scored, making the score 1-0. DeRosa went out on a fly to right field. Carlson forced Delancey from shortstop over to second base. Then in the first half of the third, Arthur came to bat, the pitcher. And he was out on a starting very spectacular catch against the right center field wall. White struck out, and with two down, things started. Cochran doubled, passed first, and put the tying run on base. Geringer and Gosman walked, and the bags were loaded. Rogel singled and scored Cochran and Geringer, making the score 2-1. Greenberg came up, and Vance came into pitch for the first time in a World Series. Greenberg singled off the Rocher's glove, scored Gosman. Owen was safe on Martin's high throw to Collins, and the bases were again loaded. That went for Owen's first hit of the series. Spot struck out with the bases loaded. And we have Martin coming up in the last half of the third inning. He came up and went out from third base over to first. Rothrock went out from second to first, and with two down, Frisch got a single off the left. Walk putting Frisch on second, and the tying runs were on the bases. Collins singled off the center, scored Frisch and Medrick, went over to third, and Delancey went out from pitcher to first base. In the fourth inning, scoring continued with Walker striking out to start the first half. White walked, stole second, went to third safely on an error by Martin, and came in and scored on a wild pitch. Cochran struck out, and Geringer went out from second base over to first. In the second half of the fourth inning, Orsatti singled off the left center. DeRosa was safe on first and Orsatti on second when Geringer made an error as he dropped Rogel's fourth. Davis batted for Vance, and he singled off to right, scoring Orsatti and sending DeRosa over to third. The score then was 4-3.
Dizzy Dean came in to run for Davis, and there was one of the plays coming right after that that startled everybody in the place. Martin came up and hit the Geringer, who forced Dean at second base. But as Dean was coming in, Rogel took the throw, tried to hit the ball over to first base, hit Dean in the head, and knocked him cold. The ball bounced to right. DeRocher came in and scored while that was going on. Martin went to first and was safe on what was called a fielder's choice, making the score a tie 4-4. And Rothrock fly deep to Goslin. Frisch came up and forced Martin to second. Unassisted at second base. There were two runs battering to tie it up. Then in the last half of the fifth, we find Collins coming up and flying out to White. Delancey walked. Rossotti hit the Greenberg, who tried for Delancey, but they beat him back. And Greenberg threw over to Rogel, doubled Medrick off second base. And we had the seventh inning coming up. Geringer in the first half, single off the center, draws him sacrifice. Geringer to second. It was a bet that was handled by Martin who got Goslin out of first base. Rogel was safe at first on a fielder's choice. Geringer safe on Martin's error on a throw from DeRocher. Greenberg doubled, and then Rossotti lost the ball in the sun. Geringer scored, and Rogel a good third. Owen went out on a line drive to Rothrock. Fox was intentionally walked to get out offers. The bags were loaded. Offers routed out to Frisch, and the Tigers were ahead by a score of 5-4. Then in the eighth inning, scoring was rampant. In the first half of the eighth, White walked. Catherine bunted, and White was safe on a low throw to second for Walker's error. Catherine on first from a fielder's choice. Gary was sacrificed, Collins to Frisch, advancing both runners. Goslin was intentionally walked for the second time this afternoon. The bases were loaded. When Rogel came up and singled, and then he brought in White and Coughlin, the runners coming in, and the others going to first and third. The score was then 7-4. Greenberg doubled and scored Goslin, making the score 8-4. Rogel was on third. Haynes was pitching for the Cards at that time, and Owen came up while Haynes was pitching and singled, scoring Rogel. Greenberg going to third, making the score 9-4 for the Tigers. Fox struck out. Delancey threw to Frisch, who got Owen going to second. Frisch cut the play off and threw back to Delancey, who lost the ball at the plate. Greenberg scored, Owen going to third. There was a double steal and an error for Delancey on that play. The score was then 10-4 in favor of Detroit. And that's the way it eventually ended, ladies and gentlemen. Some of the highlights of the game have been given to you. For the Tigers, 10 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, and 12 left on the bases. The 13 hits, 1 error, and 12 left on the bases. For the Cardinals, 4 runs, 10 hits, 5 errors, and 8 left on the bases. So now we have it tied up. Brady sent it back to Ted, excusing, who will tell you anything else I may have missed. Take it away, Ted.
It wasn't much, Pat. Ladies and gentlemen, the play-by-play description today was given by Frank Loft, the station panel at St. Louis. The resume was given to you by Pat Flanagan of WBBM Chicago. And don't forget, weather permitting, the Ford Motor Company brings you another World Series game tomorrow at 2:15 Eastern Standard Time. That usually saying good afternoon, all. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM.